bringing you what is old and what is new from the storehouse of God. You're listening to Logos, the Word of God, from the book of Daniel. It pleased Darius to set up 120 satraps over the kingdom, who were to manage the whole kingdom under three presidents, one of whom was Daniel. The satraps were to report to them, and so the king was to suffer no loss. This Daniel distinguished himself more than all the presidents and satraps, because he had rare ability. Indeed, the king thought of setting him over the whole kingdom. So, the presidents and the satraps endeavored to find some ground of complaint against Daniel in the matter of his public service, but they could find no ground of complaint or blame, for he was faithful, and no error or fault was to be found in him. The men thought, "We shall never find any ground of complaint against this Daniel, unless we find it in connection with the law of his God." Whereupon these presidents and satraps surged in before the king and said to him, "King Darius, live forever. The presidents of the kingdom, the prefects, the satraps, the counselors and the governors have all agreed that the king should lay down a law, issuing a strict edict that no one shall offer a prayer to any god or man for 30 days, except to yourself, O king, on pain of being flung into the den of lions. Lay down the edict, O king, and sign the paper, so that it may not be changed, as is the law of the Medes and the Persians, which is unalterable." So King Darius signed the paper with the edict. When Daniel learned that it had been signed, he went home, where the windows in his room were open in the direction of Jerusalem, and continued to kneel down 3 times a day, praying and thanking his God as he had done before. These men then surged in and found Daniel, offering prayers and supplications in presence of his God. So they went before the king and asked him about the royal edict. "Did you not sign an edict that any man who offered a prayer to any god or man for 30 days, except to yourself, O king, should be flung into the den of lions?" "It is true," replied the king, "by the law of the Medes and the Persians, which is unalterable." Then they protested to the king, "That man, Daniel, who belongs to the exiles from Judah, never heeds either you, O king, or the edict you have signed. He is saying his prayers 3 times a day to his own God." When the king heard this, he was deeply vexed. He determined to save Daniel, and till sundown he worked hard to preserve his life. But the men reminded the king that by the law of the Medes and the Persians, no edict or law laid down by the king could be changed. So the king gave his orders. Daniel was to be arrested and flung into the den of lions. "May your God save you, whom you worship continually," said the king to Daniel. A boulder was brought and laid upon the opening of the den, which the king sealed with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, to prevent any change of plan about Daniel. Then the king went to his palace. He spent the night fasting. He had no dancing girls brought to him, and sleep left him. As soon as day dawned, the king was up and away to the den of lions. When he came near the den and Daniel, he cried with a distressful voice. The king cried out to Daniel, "O Daniel, servant of the living God, is your God whom you worship continually able to save you from the lions?" Then said Daniel to the king, "O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me, for he found me innocent. Nor have I done you any injury, O king." The king was overjoyed and ordered Daniel to be lifted out of the den. So Daniel was lifted out, and he was found to be uninjured, because he had trusted in his God. By order of the king, the men who had accused Daniel were then brought and flung into the den of lions, they and their children and their wives. Before they ever reached the bottom of the den, the lions fell on them and crushed their bones to pieces. Then King Darius wrote to all nations, races, and folk of every tongue, who dwell in all the world, "Peace be multiplied to you. I pass a decree that in all the realm I rule, men shall tremble in fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God. Forever he endures. His kingdom never shall be overthrown, and his dominion has no end. He saves and rescues. He does signal acts in heaven and earth. And he has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions." So this Daniel prospered during the reign of Darius and during the reign of Cyrus the Persian. You've been listening to the Word of God from the Book of Daniel.